all good. Like a little guy in green and white.
Is that the feeling you got when you first donned that thing? You put it on and kind of checked yourself out in the mirror?
Yeah, when I just, you know, saw my name on it, saw it in green and white, you know, thought it was cool, man.
What kind of responsibility do you think comes with that? I mean, what kind of, you know?
I just think just every night giving your best effort, you know, both ends of the court.
How did you learn about the trade? Did Orlando let you know first, or agent? How did that all come about, and what do you think about just coming here to Boston?
My agent called me, and 5 seconds later, I was on the phone with Danny. He's like, Randy's been traded, and then here goes Danny. So it was something that happened really fast. I didn't know anything about it. So at first, it was shocking, but you know, now that it didn't settle in, I'm happy and grateful to be on the team.
What about your time in Orlando? Did you expect it to end like that? Or, I mean, it seems like you were a key part of that team, you know, right, the last couple of years.
I mean, to be honest with you, I expected to be there for a while. You know, I like the team, the organization, and more than anything, I like living in Orlando.
It looks a little different up here, though.
Well, I haven't even been anywhere from the gym into the hotel, and the hotel's around the corner, so I haven't even seen Boston, not even a little bit. So.
Ready for these winners around here?
Yeah, man, I'm all about that. You know, right? Winning take care of everything.
Yeah.
Everything. What if they gave you any of these winter jackets?
Nah, but I could use one or two of them.
Give him a call. Maybe he can work something out.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. See what he says.
You started a lot of games last year. Now, you're
comfortable
with that? You're playing
for a team like this. Yeah, I'm comfortable. Whatever Doc asks me, I'll be comfortable with. You know, because I know it'd be in the best interest of the team. You know, and in the previous years, I came off the bench, and I felt comfortable doing that. And last year, I started, and that felt good too, you know. But I can play either role.
What do you think you can bring to the team?
I mean, defense, energy, rebounding, and scoring when I get opportunity.
You've certainly seen a lot of solidarity. What's been your impression of how tough it is mentally to play?
Yeah, you got to have your mind right when you playing against the team. You know, so it's great to be on the other side, man. You know, playing against them, I knew they was gonna, they was gonna try to get to you mentally. They play hard, so you're gonna have to bring your A game. So I'm happy to be on this side and get more wins.
How much different, with that in mind, do you think it will be now preparing every
game,
knowing that
from a
mental expectation?
I mean, it'll be cool. I mean, you know, every night I had the same mindset, enough to give the best effort, you know, I could possibly give, so I'll be all right.
What's their new teammate?
Well, KG told me when I first got here, he was like, first thing he said was like, everybody, I'm okay, you know, everybody messing with everybody over here, like everybody's going like their first group. You know, I know y'all know what what he said. You know, he's basically just saying that, you know, we're a close group, you know, we're like family.
Why number
30? 30. I've been having this number since high school. A number that I'm used to being comfortable with.
What if a long practice yesterday? How did you felt this practice this year? Even just that one you had with down in Orlando?
Practice in Orlando is different, man. I like these practices. But I would say already. You know, I mean, we play more, a lot of game simulation, so I like it. You know.
Did Glenn tell you anything about playing for Doc Rivers or playing for Boston? Have you talked to him at all since the trade went down?
Yeah, I talked to him. You know, he basically just told me I would love Doc, and if I need anything while I'm here, you know, he'd fall away.
Is it kind of weird, two friends getting traded
man,
for each other?
Crazy, man. You know, my family and friends back home, they went crazy about it, you know. It was a big topic back home, you know, people just saying it's just funny that, you know, guys that grew up together get traded for each other in the NBA, but you know, it was always a goal of ours, you know, growing up, to make it to the NBA and to play against each other and get traded for each other. I guess it's part of it, I guess.
How long have you known?
Since we were about 13.
And did you play with him or always against him?
We played with each other, against each other. We spent nights at my house when we were 13, 14 years old, you know, because, you know, he kind of looked up to me when we was growing up, and I always been a fan of his as well. So we always hung together. We worked out together many days, and we grew up 10 minutes from each other. We were supposed to go to the same high school, but, you know, he ended up going to a different high school. But, yeah, man, great player.
You said he spent sleeping over? Or
yeah, he spent nights with me. Yeah, he come over and spent nights. We 13, 14 years old.
Crushed that refrigerator?
Huh?
Crushed that refrigerator, did he?
Oh, my goodness, man. This guy, he could eat, man. He could eat.
But still can.
Yeah, and he still can. Yeah, you know, we was roommates in college as well. And he can really eat.
Who got the better end of the trade?
Wow. I mean, you know, we'll see, man. I hope Glenn do well in Orlando, and I want to do, you know, well here. I mean, because at the end of the day, we family, so I want to see him succeed. I know you want to see him succeed.
What high school did he go to? Which one did you wind up at?
Say again?
What high school did he go to, and which one?
I ended up going to Calvert High School. That was in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And he ended up going to LSU Lab School.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
You mentioned how KG said that everybody kind of gives each other a hard time here. And
no, everybody like kicks it with each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of...
It may be a bad word if I say the word, but it is a bad word. But everybody, you know, close. Everybody's close.
There's a lot of big personalities on this team. How did playing with White prepare you for a situation like this with lots of big personalities?
Dwight is, he like to have fun. He a big-time jokester. And I see we like to have fun here, but I think things are more serious here. You know what I mean? So I don't think, you know, I could be surprised, but here, you know, I just got to kind of fill it out, you know.
Well, that's the impression you got. I mean, just the serious nature of what goes on in here the minute you hit this floor for the first practice.
Well, I knew it, you know. I know these guys, you know, from day one, since they've been here, their goal was to win a championship. And I know every day you got to carry yourself a certain way in order to achieve that goal.
When you walk in here, were you taken by these banners? I mean, you look up at these banners? And...
You know, at first I didn't, but I came back at nighttime and I shot around and I started looking around and really realized that, you know, this is a place of pride, a place of, with a lot of history and a lot of greatness as well.
Did Baby give you any advice about playing here?
No, he didn't really give me no advice. Not really, no.
Do you have anything to say, any insight? Did you guys switch, you know, give each other tips about playing for the other team?
Well, no, basically he was just telling me I was going to love Doc, and I just told him, just enjoy your experience.
you block